Debbie and Josh.
Alrighty, well, what a show that was. I'm glad that's done.
I tell you what, roller coaster of emotions for me.
Oh, wasn't it? Your day.
She was up, she was down.
Your day. It was, you know, you came in all smiles.
We were all chipper. One little thing.
I know. I was actually surprised how many people were on Facebook during the day.
Yes.
You can find out more about that a little later on. We actually put... we're a bit concerned about Herbie, so we have to try and test her out with something else.
I'm still concerned about me after that.
The wind chimes. So we hit the streets of Geelong and the Surf Coast.
This was big. We looked official. If I was a spectator, pedestrian, walking past, I would say these guys are on a mission.
God, people avoid you though, don't they?
It's a tough job.
They literally, like, if they see you coming, they you see the people do the widest...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Run.
Or they pretend to do, like, all of a sudden the phone call's ringing and you're like, no, it's not. It's, awkward times, but how did we go? You'll find that out.
Now we know how we look to salespeople in the shopping centres.
Yes.
That's exactly, you know what I mean?
Yes. Being on the other side. Plus, we got calls today. This was amazing. About all the things that kids won't realise.
Yeah, all the struggles that they won't grow up with. A bit nostalgic. It was really good. You can catch it all right now here on the podcast.
I've launched a campaign, Josh. You have jumped on board, which is very supportive of you, and that is to ban the wind chime.
Yeah, so basically you had some outside your window
where
you are in Torquay, and because it's been windy the last week or so, you haven't really slept.
Haven't slept. They keep you up all night because they don't stop. And people say, like yourself before you got on board this campaign, that it could be Zen. No, it's the least thing to Zen that I could think of.
So, look, we jumped on board. You want to start a petition, though, to ban wind chimes during night so you can only have them outside like power tools.
Exactly. And I think that's very reasonable. And we got calls last week who agreed. So we thought we've got to take it to the streets.
Now, we had to get 100 signatures to make it before we can head to council with it as a proposed idea.
That's exactly what Councillor Kylie Grisbeck said. So that's exactly what you and I attempted to do.
Do you want to sign our petition to ban the wind chime? No? Okay. No, we tried. There's one. Would you sign our petition?
Yeah, I can't do anything at the moment.
Fair enough.
Why ban the wind chime?
We've had lots of calls about keeping people up at night.
Oh, is that what it is?
Stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't sort of understood.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, is that really, really annoying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a drill at night?
Yeah, that could be annoying. You need a little sleep. No, yeah. Fair enough. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where I am, there's no wind chime, so I'm all
lucky. Lucky.
Is there a lot of wind chimes in the area?
There is.
Serious.
Turns out people love it.
That'd be the last thing I...
Exactly.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So we just want to know if people would sign our petition, which, as you can see, we've got no one
off. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Would you sign the petition to ban the wind chime?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Wait, just,
I was so prepared.
He's ready for this.
There you go. You've got my...
There you go.
You're on board.
G'day, guys. You guys look like you hate wind chimes.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they are. What? You hang from your house?
Yeah. You know?
Do you know the annoying things?
I think my grandma has those.
Exactly. Do you want to sign out? We've got one signature.
We got one. Do you want to sign? We're going to ban him.
They keep you up at night.
Yeah. What a legend. This guy is the man.
Do you ladies have opinions on the wind chimes?
You don't want to talk to me.
Oh, do you hate them?
No, I love them.
Oh, we want to ban them.
No, love wind chimes.
Why? Don't they keep you up at night?
No. And my great-grandson loves them.
Oh, no.
Don't you?
So mum doesn't love that.
So mixed reviews as we hit the streets.
Tell you what, hard work campaigning.
We got three.
And it wasn't like we popped out for a minute. We really set aside some time.
Walked down all around Eastern Beach, the foreshore there, nothing.
I'm not going to say this is an excuse, but I think we have to understand that in these difficult times in a pandemic, not everyone is out and about.
That's right.
So we've got to try and think of other ways we can get signatures. Because I know many people listening right now, they're going, oh, we missed our chance. No, you didn't. You didn't miss your chance. If you go to krock.com, you can sign our petition. Go to our socials. We've shared it there. There is a digital online petition.
How long are you going to give it? Because... are we going to give up at some point?
Why don't we just touch base tomorrow and see if people are actually going online?
All right, we'll do that. krock.com.au.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On KROQ 955.
Are you welcoming this man in, Louis Zach in the newsroom?
Louis.
Hello.
So they finally got that battery underway.
They did, yes. 77 hours.
It was crazy. We were talking about it yesterday.
The one in Moorabool Street, yeah. Or Moorabool, right? Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
You always get confused. I always just roll those two together because you got Moorabool Street. And
yeah, Moorabool. Anyway, yeah, good work to everyone involved getting that out.
Yes, investigations underway at the moment into how it started. And the good news is it'll make future batteries safer.
So. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Something's been learnt. So you are in here for Cheap Tuesday. You've got some movies. We've got to guess what those movies are.
Yeah, the theme. Remember last week we were talking about Olympics?
Yes.
And you thought that was the theme I was going to do?
Yeah.
It's not the theme I'm doing this week either.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Okay, I keep you on your toes. It actually is about the battery.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
There's a lot of movies about batteries out there?
Well, no, not movies about batteries. Movies that have gone on a little too long.
Oh,
long
I like that.
Movies.
I like that.
Okay.
Long movies.
Here we go. Let's see how
Benjamin
we go.
Button. Way too long.
All right, here we go.
So, I just, I don't have a good feeling about this one.
When was the last time you felt good about anything?
Oh, it's Tom Hanks in there. It's Tom Hanks.
It sounds like animals in the background. It's not Saving Private Ryan.
Isn't it?
I reckon it is.
It is?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yes!
Well done, her.
Never gets him.
Didn't you like Saving Private Ryan?
Too long for you.
No, not, well.
You know, the story's quite nice.
Yeah.
They got to save him. Last one.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm not saying all the movies are bad because they're, I'm just saying they could have been.
Dragged out.
Could have cut a few bits out, yeah.
Avatar?
Right. Don't bag Avatar, mate. Right,
you can never break character. Do you understand? Don't break out.
Oh, easy.
I don't know it.
It's Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained.
Correct. And yeah, definitely not too long.
How long is it?
It's two and
that's
a
half. It's an awesome movie.
Two or three quarters. I love it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then how's that fit into the theme?
It's just a favourite movie.
The theme is long movies. It's not too long.
Oh, long movies.
Long movies, yeah.
Oh,
I thought
gotcha.
It went on too long. You know when it hits the 3-hour mark?
Lord of the Rings? Like that third one. Jeez,
far
I could end that.
Wrap it up. And especially when you go to the cinemas and you got to do all the toilet breaks. You can't just press pause. You miss
There's
a bit.
An app. There's an app that tells you which parts of the movie you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They monitor the movie. Like they've said which parts you can miss. And go on your toilet break.
Oh, clever.
I'll have to find it and I'll let you know.
Okay.
But if you're doing an app for that, then that movie's too long.
Yeah. last one, here we go.
Your name is John Coffey.
Yes, sir, boss. Like to drink. Only not spelled to say.
What, are you marching?
Is it I've got a couple in my head.
You know what it is. I know what it is.
It's like Green Mile.
Yes. Good job. I'm more excited about just watching Herbie trying to
see the cogs turn.
I wasn't marching, but I was walking like a mile. Yeah, and for some reason,
or death runs. Yeah. That's what it was. Was it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you shocked?
Because I was about to sing a song, which isn't good for that.
Okay. Well, let's get out of here before we do anything, and Louis has to report about what a K-Rock announcer said.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Gonna need you in just a second. 52232955. I want to talk about this, Herbie. So today it was made free for every Australian that you can use payphones without having to pay now. So they're just phones.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I haven't really used a payphone of late, except for when you and I tried to call payphones earlier in the year.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Other than that, they used to be annoying because you'd never have change.
That's right. So local, national and calls to mobiles you can now do for free at Telstra payphones. 11 million calls were made from payphones last year.
Last year?
So a lot of people still use them.
You really don't see that many people using them. So that shocks me, that number.
Yeah, 230,000 calls to critical services such as 000. So there you go.
Understandably.
There you go. Brilliant to see. And now they're free as well, which is fantastic. But you're right.
You don't really use them anymore. It's something that when I think of a payphone, I think more of my childhood.
That's right. And the struggle that you had with them. Because if you didn't have change, and to be fair, I never really did.
You'd use the 1-800 reverse number.
Oh, got in trouble for using that.
They'd pick up, you'd say one word like that, and then you'd get in so much trouble later.
I used to just do like without the 1-800, I'd just be like, I'd call mum's number, and you used to remember everyone's phone number. And then you'd be like, mum. And then it would hang up. And then you keep going back at train station.
Get me now. It's so funny because it's something that for us, we remember it. But there's going to be so many kids out there
Don't remember.
Who won't remember that or will ever have the memory of it?
Like having to call, because everyone's got mobiles now. So I remember one of the things I used to hate doing is if there's a girl you're interested in,
you used
to have to call the house phone.
Yes.
And the dad, it was always the dad picked up. You got the mum. You never got the nice person going.
I remember a girl would always call him for my brother.
Oh, really?
Because Matt, his name's Matt and I'm Nat. Yeah, and I would always say, yeah, you've got her. She's like, no. It's Matt, I want. But I would just be that annoying year five sister saying, you're not getting her. It's like similar to my memories of going on a Friday night when I had friends over in sleepovers to the video store.
Oh.
You'd rent a video. No one's getting a VHS anymore or a DVD. There's too many streaming services.
That's so true, isn't it? That was a fun experience though, wasn't it?
It was. And one something I noticed the other day, which kids won't be doing anymore. Mm. When you pretend to call someone with your hand, we use like the three fingers in with your thumb and pinky poking out.
Yeah, yeah.
They do their hands flat because they're used to flat phones. Oh,
that's so good.
Childhood ruined.
Didn't even think about that. 5223295 Kids of today will never know the struggle of what.
Yeah.
You know, what is that one thing that you used to have to do as kids and you're like, you know, growing up in the 90s and early 2000s?
Take us back in time.
We'd love to hear from you. 5223295 Kids will never know the struggle of what? Asking the question, Herbie, kids will never know the struggle of what? Because payphones are now free.
They're free. I mean, we used them when we were younger, but we don't really use them anymore.
Well, maybe you get a mobile phone. Everyone's got a mobile phone.
That's probably why they're free. They're going, we got to get kids using them again.
Well, 11 million people used them last year. I'm amazed by that.
I mean, fact.
I don't want to say what they were doing using a payphone, but we'll move on from that.
We've got Rowan from Werribee. What will kids never know the struggle of these days?
When a really good movie came on Saturday night and you wanted to record it and keep it forever, you'd put the VHS in and pause every time an ad sort of started off and then record the whole movie and have it going the whole time.
Yes, so true.
So good. Gosh, ads.
God, they were bad, weren't they? And then, so people would do the same for music as well, wouldn't they, on the radio? I don't know if you did that, Rowan.
Yeah, on the tape cassette.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you for that one.
I just was never that technical, you know? I need someone to do it for me.
Okay, fair enough. Mary from Bell Park, what will kids never know the struggle of?
Hi guys, how you going?
Good.
Okay, the TV thing as well.
Yeah.
The remote control. No remote control TVs.
Oh.
Mum and dad would be watching TV, and a commercial would come on, or you'd want to change the channel. There was four of us, four kids.
Yeah.
And it would be like, who wants to change the channel? So you had to physically get up to the TV.
and change
the channel. Whereas these days, hey, you're on the couch.
That's exactly. Right. That would go back to when you didn't even have colour TV too, wouldn't it? Or am I going way back in time?
Yeah, I think they had colour.
Way back.
Yeah, that's pretty far back. Yeah,
kids don't even know that there was colour didn't exist.
That's true. That is true. Big J from OG, what won't kids know the struggle of?
Making a mixtape for someone you fancy.
Oh, yes!
I never did it because I never had to because I had to beat off the girls with a stick. I told them to take their ticket and line up and wait their turn, but, you know. I think one girl made a mixtape for me once.
Yeah.
So, actually, I've still got it. So
the girl or the tape?
Yeah.
That's gold.
Did you get many?
I don't know. Nah. It was Herbie and Josh. Okay.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, today in the office, you had a bit of
a little hiccup.
A little hiccup. But
Herbie was human.
Yeah, but you got fired up, did you?
Well, I can tell you exactly what happened, so this might shock people, but you and I, that's it. We're the team. That's us.
That's it.
So people go, oh, how's your producers? No, that's not a thing. It's you and I. We do it all.
That's it.
And so we do put things up on social media.
Yep.
And we created a meme today.
Yeah.
Which was to go along with something we're going to speak about on the show, the things that kids won't struggle with these days. They'll never know the struggle of.
Yeah, for instance, like, you know, using a payphone.
Exactly. Winding up a car windscreen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yep. So put up a meme. And we do everything quick because you've got to keep getting other stuff, got to show. All of a sudden, get told there's a spelling mistake. See it. Struggle is not ST. Unfortunately, the R's switch place.
Yeah.
It's in front of the tea. And so next thing you know, everyone's saying, oh my goodness, we've got another pandemic on our hands and we have to get this post deleted, because other than that, people will realise that K-Rock announcers are human. So it's deleted.
That's right.
Which I thought, no, because we're getting some great comments. So thanks for everyone who did comment. Yeah, really appreciate it. Yeah. But yeah, we did have to delete it because of spelling. Yeah.
Now, because of that, people are just wondering, geez, does Herbie know how to spell?
No. See, struggle is one I do know, but that was a rush one. But there's some words like definitely, definitely defiantly. I've spelled it so wrong on my phone that now they get mixed up.
Oh, really?
You know, spell check doesn't even know what I want.
Well, let's see. So what I've done is I Googled most commonly misspelled words.
No.
So, I mean, we could start with misspelled if you want. And we'll get you to spell it.
Okay. I don't want to do this. English wasn't my strong.
Okay. We'll just go. We'll even take away the ED for you. Go misspell.
Misspell. Is it one or two words, please, sir?
It's one word.
One word. M-I-S. I'm just going to have it as one S, P-E-L-L. Oh, no, it's got two S's.
Two S's, yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's why. It's got me. Well, don't all put that on a meme.
Well, let's go with this one then. Necessary.
Oh, no. This has got the C's and the S's.
Yeah, it does. Well done. Congratulations.
Far out, Josh. Would you know that if you didn't have it in front of you?
Yes. Yeah. That one I would.
N-E. We got two C's, Josh.
I'm trying not to look at you to give it away.
C. Ness. I don't. I'm just going to lock in one C.
Yeah.
That's correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Neck. A. E. 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 Double S. A. R. Y.
Yes, bang.
Got to spell. You got to sound it out, as the teachers would say.
All right. Good one.
This is not good, Josh.
Let's go publicly. Like publicly. You publicly put up a misspelled word.
Okay. Publicly.
Yeah.
P-U-B.
Mm-hmm.
Pub. L-I.
Mm-hmm. C-L-Y. C-A-L-L-Y.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe I should write these out. One more for fun?
No, I think we're done. I think we're done. All right, here we go. Let's end on a winner. Gist.
Gist.
Yeah.
Like
the gist of it.
The gist of it.
J-I-S-T. Should have ended there.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
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 Just chatting there before the song that, do you know, seeing as the Olympics are on, what is the slogan for the Olympics?
No, I've had a crack. We're all in this together.
No.
United.
Unity? Unity. No, definitely not. So it's translated from the Greek word sitius altius fortius, which means faster, higher, stronger.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I reckon they could do better.
Yeah, you don't really want to change
Does that include all the sports? You know, there's a lot in them now.
Yeah, that's true.
Might need to change the slogan.
Maybe indeed. Alrighty, so because of that, our Who Am I is a little bit different today. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to do slogans.
Okay.
Big name brands.
Oh, no, okay.
I think this is our best chance of getting, so we have to work together here. We've got 10 slogans. You have to tell me the 10 brand names attached to those. We've got a minute to go.
Okay. 60
seconds on the clock. We haven't got one so far. I feel like today's... I'm getting excited. Oh. I feel like we're going to do it.
We're Team Australia. We've got this.
All right. As soon as the timer starts, I'll kick it off. Ready?
Okay.
And go. Nothing runs like a deer.
Oh, it's beer. It's... No. It's,
think about farming.
Farming.
Nothing runs like a deer.
I don't know. It's fast.
But, happiest place on earth.
Disneyland.
Because you're worth it.
Maybelline.
Nah, another one.
L'Oreal.
Think different.
Apple.
Just do it.
Nike.
It gives you wings.
Red Bull.
Think small.
Cars, Tesla, tiny. Don't know, pass.
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
I'm loving it.
Macca's.
Yeah, impossible is nothing.
Oh, what's that one?
Pass.
Nothing runs like a deer.
I think John Deere.
Yes, impossible is nothing.
I don't know.
Opposite of Nike.
Adidas.
Yeah, think small. Think small, that's the last
think,
one.
Think small, I can't. M&M's.
Oh, Volkswagen. We had so much time too. You were nailing it. Well done.
A VW. A Herbie.
V-dub.
A Herbie love bug.
A Herbie love bug.
Far out. But that's shattering, isn't it?
It is. Look how flat you are.
We came so close. Oh, now so I know how it feels. Like being an Olympian.
That's right. Be getting a silver medal, you know.
You don't want silver.
You want the gold.
Exactly.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie. A man has sent social media into a frenzy overseas because something he did in a restaurant.
Okay.
So, you know how when you go to order a steak and they'll have the weights next to it? So
oh, yeah, like a 200, 250.
300, 350 yep. If you're feeling like...
Wagyu.
You know, if you're oh. going... Whoa. How much money you got?
Well, no, I don't. That's why I look at it and go, must be nice, but don't have that.
Oh. Oh, that'd be good. Anyway, so he went to this steakhouse over in the States, and it claims that the steak is 6 ounces.
Okay.
So I'm not too sure about the weight conversion there, but basically he's like, I don't think this steak is 6 ounces. So he went back, and he brought with him a set of scales. So you know the little kitchen scales you get?
Oh, yeah. I've weighed food on them before.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
So he's brought these in to a restaurant, ordered the 6 ounce steak, and the weight of the steak was 3.8 ounces.
That is being ripped off by half nearly.
I know. That's insane, isn't it?
Like, originally I was going to call this guy out and be very, very petty. Come on, mate. Like,
you know, just eat the steak.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks delicious. But to be nearly ripped off by half, I'm on his side. That is redonkus. Mm. What a scam, that restaurant.
I reckon, for sure. It was sort of like, I remember when Subway had that issue back in the day when the guy measured it and it was only because 12 was supposed
to be... So 6 inches or a foot long.
Yeah, that's right, so it's, which is 12 inches, but they were only 11 inches or something like that.
See, I'm just too trusting. I just go, yes, that's what they're saying, so that's what I'll deserve. Well, I think we might need to start looking into this a bit further.
For sure. Well, because like the other thing is about weights and food is that you notice how they slowly just go down, 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 down. Like chocolate.
Oh. It used to be chocolate is smaller.
Well, it used to be 220 or
250 and it's down to 220, then down to 200.
Now it's 180, 170 sometimes.
I understand that some of us indulge a little bit too much. Yes. But that's my decision. Don't try and take that decision out of my hands. I will want to eat the chocolate that I want to eat.
And charge the same amount too.
Exactly. What about chips? You get a big bag of chips, you think you're sharing them with everyone. Open them. Well, there's air. That's all it is.
That is.
It's a snack in there. There's 3 chippies and air.
Isn't that incredible? I don't reckon some of that. Well, I mean, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I think you're right. We need to start weighing our food before we eat it.
I don't want to be those people that has to have a lanyard, which is actually a scale around my neck. But seeing that this guy, he did it to a restaurant and proved them wrong, I reckon we've got to tackle this.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll bring in, I've got some scales.
Got some scales.
We'll bring those in.
Let's get the important stuff. I think the chocolate, the chips.
Just make sure that, you know, because they have sort of knocked a few off that, you know, they aren't scaring us anymore.
If there's anything you think that's worried and you want us to investigate, hit us up on the socials because this is going to be a very thorough investigation.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Roxy Jacenko, the PR queen or self-dubbed PR queen.
Yeah. Well, she was first, didn't she become famous because her husband went to jail for what did he do wrong?
Insider trader knowledge, I think. And
is
then,
that where she got a real name from?
Well, I never knew about her before then. Mm. I still don't really know. She was on SAS Australia, as you're saying to me.
And then didn't, when her husband went to jail, didn't she meet her ex?
I don't know. Yeah, there's, look, I don't know. She's a PR queen, but she
her words.
Earns a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Not only does she earn a lot of money, her daughter earns a lot of money, but she bought her daughter, for her 9th birthday, a $250,000 car.
No.
A Mercedes.
What a stupid move. What a stupid move. How are you going to go up from here? She's only 9. You've got years ahead of you of presents.
The crazy thing is her daughter already earns $200,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine trying to be her teacher.
Like, she earns more than you do in, like,
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? Like, imagine trying to, like, you know, why is there incentive for her to learn at school?
Exactly.
When she's earning that much money.
Well, mum's earning it for her.
Yeah, that's true. But she's looking, you know.
Kind of jealous.
Hopefully she's got aspirations. Yeah. Yeah, for sure jealous. Imagine that.
Why don't we start something for Georgie?
Yeah,
let's exploit your daughter.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Unless it's a lot of money. Then we can start talking. But, you know, look, rich parents buy their kids rich presents.
They do, and it's stupid.
Not the only celebrity to do it. One of them, Jennifer Lopez, so when her twins were born, Emmy and Max, apparently she bought them 600 thread count sheets, diamond-encrusted rattles, and Shetland ponies for each of them.
That is so, so silly. Like the sheets, I wouldn't even have that for myself because I'd be worried I'm going to ruin them with tan. Imagine a little baby. They poop all the time.
Yeah.
That's going everywhere on the sheets.
Especially when you first do a nappy. Like, you never do it properly and the water, like, the pee just spills out.
Yuck.
Horrible. This is incredible. The Kardashians, so they bought diamond studs for her first, like when she got her ears pierced for North. $50,000 each earring.
See, that's ridiculous.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
The Kardashians, I remember watching an episode as well, and their kids, their tooth fairy, very generous.
What are they be?
Well, they were getting notes, like $50 notes.
Jeez. Oh,
I mean, my tooth fairy only gave me coins.
This is the most ridiculous one, though. So Tyrese Gibson. So he's a male model.
Okay.
He's an actor as well. I don't really know him that well, but this is why it's even more ridiculous. So for his daughter's 8th birthday, bought her an island.
No. What do you mean?
Bought her an island.
Is he just going to leave her there? Maybe that was his plan.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Now, Josh, you and I, we've been working together for a little while now. We're quite comfortable with each other.
For sure.
I'd say we're trusting of each other.
I feel like I've known you for years.
Yeah. It's a great friendship that we've built up. But I want to try and dig a little deeper right now.
Right, okay.
I want to get to really know you and also know how compatible we are as a partnership.
Okay, cool.
Now, I just need you to tell me your star sign.
Well, up until today, I thought I was a Libra, but because of those 13 extra thingo, I'm now a Virgo.
Okay.
Which is, to be honest, I'm not joking. It's shattered who I am as a person. My identity is just like, not that I even believe in them, but I just felt like, wow.
You've been robbed.
I've been like all the times I could have won money.
My whole life is a lie.
That's it, 100%.
So what I've done, I've downloaded this app called CoStar, and it delves into your star sign, and it works us out as a pair.
Okay, cool.
So hop into my tent right now. Gonna dig a little deeper and look into this mystic ball.
Okay.
So I'm a Leo, you're a Virgo, and just the line it gives us is that I feel a pull towards playfulness and you, Josh, like to be trusting.
Okay.
Okay. That's quite fair, I'd say. Now we look at our core. So this determines who we are.
Okay.
This can be a challenging pairing.
Right.
Their critical nature can wound my fragile ego. While you are ostentatious, they can find you excessive. You love to be doted on and they love to be needed. This can be mutually beneficial. If you're able to accept each other's vastly different approaches to life, you could help them gain a safe bit of self-confidence.
Yeah.
And they could provide me with honest and dependable feedback.
Okay.
Understandable.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Jumping into emotions. So this is not just, you know, how you're feeling, but also the moods.
Yeah, yep.
I am quite emotional.
Yep.
Self is quite sensitive, thoughtful and empathetic. I have a tendency to feel like a martyr and secretly fear being abandoned by those I love. Yep. While you often have trouble letting things go. And can feel,
I feel like, that's good.
Like an emotional wreck.
Yeah, right, okay.
So your emotional self is somewhat repressed in the name of responsibility, seriousness and rationality. They crave the guidance and comfort of a teacher or a parent.
Okay.
Like Big Bad Barry.
Right, okay. That's what I crave.
Yeah, you crave that. Okay. Now, to finish, this is how we communicate and that's our job.
Okay.
We communicate as a living.
Yeah.
So My Mercury is in Leo, meaning my intellect is persuasive, idealistic and bold, a natural leader, and can speak articulately with confidence. I use creativity and warmth to win others' attention.
Yeah.
I can come off as overbearing at times.
Yeah.
Your intellect sees both sides to every situation. They're a charming, please, diplomatic, realist, searching for balance in every set of ideas, though this must come off as insincere or indecisive. You communicate in similar ways, but it isn't looking good.
So it's over.
So, I mean, I didn't want to call it now, but it's done.
Okay, well... You haven't made probation yet, so at least I'll be here tomorrow.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Alrighty, Herbie.
Joshy.
This is where you get your thoughts, daily topics, see where you sit, see what sort of mood we're dealing with today. You know?
Well, you've witnessed it. It was sunshine. It was all sunshine and then a cloud happened.
We'll talk more about that later on. Right now, though, yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Kicking it off with this one, having a pet bug.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I'm not normally for it, but once I did capture some bees.
Did ya?
And then I kept them as a pet, but yeah. I forgot to put air in the jars, and so my pet didn't last too long.
Oh, that's and do you know how important bees are?
Well, I know you love bees.
Yeah, yeah.
You love your facts about bees.
So a mum went to film her son. He raised a caterpillar until it turned into a butterfly and then wanted to release
it. Stop it.
Really cute, right?
That is so cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're filming it outside, released it into the air. It sort of didn't really fly the best, and then the dog came and ate the butterfly.
Oh, that's so sad.
So good.
The poor little boy.
Oh.
Is it bugs? A pretty little butterfly.
Yeah, see you later. sneaking something into a festival.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
I mean, technically we should say, yeah, nah. But nah, yeah.
Oh.
Sneak it in. If you can sneak stuff in, go for it. Because I'm telling you,
that's
it's
a game.
Rort in some of those places.
Bit of a game, isn't it? As long as it's not glass, I think. Is
don't
the
be damaging
key.
The fields. I mean, I've been to falls plenty of time in lawn. And I won't lie, I may have snuck some stuff in. Food.
That's
a lot of food.
That's why the prices keep going up. You just keep bringing stuff
years
in.
Years ago. Wouldn't recommend doing it.
No.
I was young, just out of high school, broke. You know?
Sleeping bag seemed to be the one where you put it. Anyway, yeah, so a lady, this was going to a festival, dug a hole at the festival site, hid the tequila bottle in, covered it back up. When the festival was on, went to that same spot where it was like obviously internalized now because the gate had gone up and dug it back up and used it there.
That is genius.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, again, we don't.
Condone that? No,
no
absolutely not.
But
right thing.
Very smart. What if you couldn't find it though? You know,
yeah, I know. Or someone's standing on it.
Because
like pushing
when you look at the land without a festival on it, it's a lot of open space. And when the tents come in, you go, oh, where am I?
All of a sudden you're at the like,
mate, that
know.
Map would be...
be a good day. Tasty tubes.
Yeah, nah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, it's food. Yum.
Yeah, but like, so they've brought them back again, but then they've sold out really quickly at some supermarkets.
Why does that happen?
Well, like... Now they're selling them on eBay for like $15 to $30 a packet for Tasty Tubes.
That is, and they would have been just a couple of bucks.
That's right. But like, if you loved them so much, why didn't you buy them when they were on the shelves?
Exactly.
People have spoken it, and cheezels are way better. Okay.
Oh, you do love your cheezels.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
there were some free back packets in the kitchen yesterday, and let me tell you, they're not going out of date.
If you like
you keep them in stock.
If you like Tasty Tubes, you know, the people have spoken. You've got bad taste buds.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.